I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're journeying through my more than 60 years of musical life, and I hope you'll stay with me for the trip. I'm going to pick things up this week right where I left off a couple of weeks ago. Bill Keith and myself were at a bluegrass show in Berryville, Virginia in the summer of 1960, and we were laying eyes for the very first time on the King of Bluegrass himself, Bill Monroe, and in this case on stage with him were Mack Wiseman and Don Reno, and this is what it sounded like.
The days are long, the nights are lonely. Think you've left me all alone. I loved you so, my little darling. I've worried so since you've been gone.
Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling?
I remember now the night we parted. A big mistake has caused it all. If you return, sunshine will follow. To stay away would mean my fall.
Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me call?
The days are dark, my little darling. Oh, how I need your sweet embrace. When I awoke, the sun was shining. When I looked up, I saw your face.
Sweetheart of mine,
oh man, there was something else to hear that. And the people that were in the park, the country people that were sitting in their folding chairs, they were getting up out of their chairs when those high notes happened. And It was just one of those times. We were so lucky to be there. It had been more than 10 years since Bill and Mac Wiseman and Don Reno had worked together, and this was an event, and we were there. And around the front of the stage, there were several other young college kids like ourselves, and among them, a little bit older, was Mike Seeger, who had recorded the American Banjo Scruggs style album that I got, the Mountain Music Bluegrass style album on Folkways, those records. And Mike also had just recorded this band in Washington called The Country Gentlemen. This was on Folkways Records, and Folkways Records were the records that those of us in the college towns in the north were buying. And this is what the country gentlemen were doing then.
Country. I'm going all around this world. I'm going around this country, Lord, for the sake of one little girl.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow. I ain't gonna work today.
Well, I love my mom and papa too. I love my mom and papa too. I love my mom and papa too, but I'd leave them both to go with you.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow.
I'm leaving you this lonesome song. I'm leaving you this lonesome song, 'cause I'm gonna be long gone.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow. I ain't gonna work today.
The country gentleman there with John Duffy, a great, great singer and a great mandolin player, too. John Duffy's singing the lead, Charlie Waller and Eddie Adcock singing the harmonies. Charlie's a guitar player, and the Eddie Adcock, great, great banjo player. So we were soaking this album up, and in the summer of 62, we went to the Newport, not to the Newport, to the Philadelphia Folk Festival, the very first Philadelphia Folk Festival, and Bill Keith entered the banjo contest and won, which meant that we got on the stage, and that performance, the main stage, was recorded. And so I was really on the trail of the country gentleman on this song, and that's what we chose to do.
I love my mama.
Philadelphia Folk Festival, 1962. Me and Bill Keith, along with Fritz Richmond on the washtub bass, and giving it all I had there on Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. And we were just having such a great time at this point, because back home in Cambridge, we'd met two guys, Joe Val and Herb Applin. And Joe had been on the Hayloft Jamboree. He'd played electric guitar and banjo, and now he was playing mandolin and really soaking up the style of Bill Monroe. And Herb Applin was playing fiddle and guitar and singing as well. So they added themselves to myself and Bill Keith and Fritz, and we had a bluegrass band. And we started playing at the Club 47 Coffee House in Cambridge on a regular basis, and we started having an awful lot of fun, as you can tell from this recording.
We're going to do the Salty Dog Blues for Tony Ackerman before he shuffles off.
Sitting on a log, swinging a trigger and I'm a hog. I'm let me be a solid dog. I pull the trigger and the gun said go, shuffling it over in Mexico. I'm let me be a solid dog. Now you let me be a solid dog, or I won't be a mad dog. I'm let me be a solid dog. I said solid dog, or I won't be a mad dog. I'm let me be a solid dog. Blues, holding them on both of my shoes. Honey, let me be a solid dog. Now look at yourself, I know you rolled down stuck and wore right shoe. Honey, let me be a solid dog. Now you let me be a solid dog, or I won't be a man. Honey, let me be a solid dog. Oh, solid dog, or I won't be a man. Honey, let me be a solid dog. And each of them wishing the other was a man. Honey, let me be a solid dog. I see two old maids lying in bed, one it over, and then she said, honey, let me be a solid dog. Now you let me be a solid dog, or I won't be a man dog. Honey, let me be a solid dog. I said, solid dog, or I won't be a man dog. Honey, let me be a solid dog. There's a whole sheep come and I won't bore. Honey, let me be a solid dog. Now my little gals are blue or daisy. If I can have her, I'll go from crazy. Honey, let me be a solid dog. Now you let me be a solid dog, or I won't be a mad dog. Honey, let me be a solid dog. I said solid dog, or I won't be a mad dog. Honey, let me be a solid dog. Be a solid dog, or I won't be a man dog. Honey, let me be a solid dog. I said solid dog, or I won't be a man dog. Honey, let me be a solid dog.
Well, there we are at the Club 47, also about 1962, along with Joe Val, Herb Applin, Fritz Richmond, Bill Keith, and myself. And we were having too much fun, which I think is just great. And we were soaking up all this music from other people, and prime among them was Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. I learned the Salty Dog Blues from their recording, and I just totally fell in love with Lester's singing. And of course, I'd had an earlier model. Hank Williams, of course, was an early model for me. And this is the way you learn, friends. I think imitating other people and trying to sound like somebody who's really good. And I want to play you this tune. It's a Carter Family song that Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs did, The Homestead on the Farm, and Maybelle Carter's playing the auto harp on this particular recording.
Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. I wonder if they'll miss me when I'm gone. I wonder if they pray for the boy who went away and left his dear old parents all alone. Now you can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can almost see the fields of the grass green. You can almost hear them cry as they kiss the boy goodbye. I wonder how the old folks are at home. Just a village and a homestead on the farm, and a mother's love to shield you from all harm. A sweetheart brave and true, the place is love so dear. Just a village and a homestead on the farm. Now you can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can almost see the fields of the grass green. You can almost hear them cry as they kiss their boy goodbye. I wonder how the old folks are at home.
And here's what I did with it, trying to sound like Lester.
Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. I wonder if they miss me when I'm gone. I wonder if they pray for the boy who went away and left his dear old parents all alone. Look and hear the cattle lowing in the lane. I can almost see the fields of blue grass green. I can almost hear them cry as they kiss the boy goodbye. Oh, I wonder how the old folks are at home. I can almost see the blue
I can almost hear them cry as they kiss their boy goodbye. Oh, I wonder how the old folks are at home.
I wonder how the old folks are at home. And that's Joe Val playing that beautiful cross-picking mandolin that he had picked up from Jesse McReynolds of Jim and Jesse. Bill Keats was playing the auto harp on that. And I, of course, was trying my best to sound like Lester Flatt. Now, a year or